finally this transparency in this report, and this is something that, say, Vladimir Putin would never, ever do. Is that a possibility?
Well, precisely. I mean, that's the point, that I can't think of another government that has or would do this kind of thing, whether Western democracies over here or obviously dictatorships and authoritarian regimes just wouldn't be doing this. And I think obviously philosophically, morally, ethically, that is a strength of the United States to confront this massive wrongdoing, to put it out in public and to try to move forward in a way that corrects that and make sure that doesn't happen. You know, when you think about it, this all goes back to the days after 9/11 when Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld cast out the Geneva Conventions and said, I don't give a you-know-what about the Geneva Conventions. These people are terrorists and we're going to get them any which way. And to that point, though, what's happened, as your previous guest, Karen Greenberg, said, while this may or may not be strictly illegal in the United States, and you know all the tortured legality that has tried to justify this, it is most definitely a crime under international law. And so my guest, former colonel of the Air Force, the former prosecutor at Guantanamo Bay, said he would advise any Americans named in this investigation or at all tainted by all of this to vacation domestically. I mean, that is, you know, a real worry that they may, you know, be had up under international law for this kind of activity.